Giants have picked up a full game and are now only 2.5 games behind the first place Cincinnati. They both lost 54 games, but Cincinnati has won 5 more games than Los Angeles, so the Dodgers have their work cut out for them to catch up. And right now, the Yankees take the field. National anthem. Of distinguished guests in the Yankee box, we have one right here who's going to take the microphone away from me, Red Barber.
You call me a guest,
and also you think that if you didn't want to turn this microphone loose, I could just get it out of your hand?
Oh, yes, Red. I have a very light grip. Never gripped the bat real tight when I was playing.
Phil, I was just thinking it was a very sensitive moment to hear the national anthem and to see former President Truman down there. Were you playing ball when you saw some of the first baseballs of the season one?
Yes, I hate to say it, Red, but I was playing when the late President Roosevelt was throwing out first balls down in Washington.
Well, did you ever catch any?
Oh, I didn't have a chance with those monsters in front of me. Eddie Robinson would get one. All those big guys would knock me out of the way. Once I sat on somebody's shoulder and had a good chance, but I couldn't quite reach it.
I was talking with Sid Hudson down in the dugout, and he said that he got one.
I know he got it when he was playing with Washington, pitching for them when I was with the Yankees, and I remember the day he got it.
Well, I've never been at Washington for the first game ceremonies. Do the visiting and the home players all get together when the president throws out the ball?
Yes, we all line up like two football teams, and it's just like a guy going through the middle. When he throws that ball, everybody dies, and you got to look out and get spiked there.
Do you know of anybody ever getting spiked?
No, not getting spiked, but roughed up a little bit.
All right, Mr. Zudo, you have a priceless background.
And I mean that, too, Fred.
Yeah, I wish I had it.
Well, it's one of the oddities of the baseball season, confronting it. There's Washington, which has lost 17 out of 18, and yet they played the Yankees to a partial standoff out of 14 ball games. 7-7.
And here's Marty Keogh, first up. Left-hand hitter. Roland Sheldon delivers the curve, and Keogh hits a high fly right out to right field of Blanchard.
John makes the cut.
Mato yesterday was not supposed to play with the sore left arm. Came out, took a few batting practice swings, and said he could play. He went ahead and hit 49 and 50. Came out today, and they thought he would be able to play after playing yesterday. Found out that he could not. The arm was much too painful. And so it is a game-by-game matter when Mickey's arm will let him get back in there. And, of course, this comes as a tough blow to him because he's very much in this September scheme of things.
Now I have Billy Klaus, left-hand hitting third baseman, taking a call strike.
Steele went up there at 259, Klaus is hitting 230. Woodling, our old friend, waiting on deck, hitting 313. Call, Roland Sheldon deliver the curveball low outside. Ball one. Drummond is the ball and strike umpire in the first game today. Paparella is first. That means he'll have the duty in the second game. Runge, second and Kyle at the third. It is a clear, hot afternoon, which is, no news at all. Slider, low inside, ball two. Two balls and one strike. Ronnie Hemsley pushing down at third for Washington. George Case
former great base stealer, pushing down his first. With Mantle out of it, Barrett has moved to center field, and Blanchard, who was originally supposed to catch his first game, has gone to right. There's a high fly ball hit into short right center. Second baseman Richardson is out. Signals he'll take it. Blanchard, the red back out in, saying take it, and Bobby took it. So once again, you have the versatility of the catching staff keeping this ball club at full strength. There's Barra out in left field, Blanchard in right, and Howard back at the plate. And here is Gene Woodling hitting 313. In all the years he's been in baseball, he's always worn number 14. Swings and as a line drive base hit in the right. He timed the curveball perfectly. Blanchard can just pick it up and throw it back in. And it's a single. For Woodling, his 102nd hit. Give him a little rest, and he can still go. So Woodling is at first, and here's Gene Green, the catcher, hitting 294. Big, strong right-hand batter. We don't have to tell you that he's a strong batter, or he wouldn't be hitting four. That's self-evident. Picks up in, spreads out with a slightly open stance. Very light breeze. As a change of pace swung on and hit foul down in the right field corner. Strike one. Sheldon has won 9, lost 4. This is his second year in organized ball. He pitched some Class B ball last year. The Washington pitching coach, Sid Hudson, made the same jump. He jumped from Sanford, Florida, in Class B ball to the Washington Senators. He was talking to Sid about it before the game and asked him if it is really as big a jump as it seems on the surface. He said, not if you have the arm. He said, if you have the arm, you get over that initial set of butterflies, there's a curve swung on him, strike two, he says, you can do it. Another off to strike. Down at first base, Richardson is second, two back to short, third base is Boyer. Bella tying up that grass out there in left field. Groundkeepers love him, but they don't like what he does to that green grass. Fastball is low inside, ball one. Maris in center, and Blanchard is in right. Up to around foot left. Yogi is always moving around. He's sort of nervous, and he, I don't think he's even aware of it, but he's always ripping at the grass with his spike. It was very green when the series opened Friday night, and he's got a yellow spot out there now. 1-2 pitch. Curve is low and inside. Ball two. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Got a good crowd on hand. Of course, he's been sort of quiet since Detroit left. Man. Record-setting three-day series. Three-game series. 171,000 pace. Pitch is just outside of sight of all three. That was close. As Howard turning around to talk to Drummond. He's not asking Cal the name of a restaurant in Kansas City. Three and two. An automatic running hit, Woodling at first, two outs. Sheldon comes set, delivers, fastball, foul back. That's when let's go over there in the Vistas broadcasting group. Well, Phil Rizzuto over there assisting with him. Got it. He's like an old fire horse when he hears the bell. Every time he sees the baseball, he's after. All right, 10-2. Still, Woodling takes his lead. He goes. The pitch is hung on and foul tip. So Woodling is going to have to return. Start again. Three balls, two strikes. With Mantle gone, keeping him out of the lineup. This, of course, is working against Mickey and his bid for the home run. medical report is it's just a game-by-game basis. I say this, the arm really hurts, the man will be out there. Because, as they say, he plays in pain. He's been doing it for years. Three-two pitch again. Ball four, hindside. So, Woodling pulls up at second. Green moves on down to take first. We have runners at first and second. No score. And there is Willie Tassie. Hitting a 264. He has the most hits of the Washington squad, 110. He's also batted in the most runs, 59. He also has the most home runs, 17. One more than Long and one more than Green. Swings it a curve. Look at it. Strike one. No balls, one strike. Infielder back, of course, two outs. Outfield takes Haggy around toward left. Swung on, hit right back to Sheldon. Knocks it down, recovers, throws over the star before crashing halfway down the line. So that's it. No runs, one hit. Two men left. Four end of half an inning. Watch for nothing, the edge is coming to bat.
Now is the time to start thinking about home heat. You know, a quick phone call tomorrow can bring you triple refined Atlantic heating oil, the best for clean, modern heat. Atlantic's exclusive triple refining process gives you a clear, transparent, clean-burning fuel. And Atlantic makes sure that you don't run out. Deliveries are automatic, depending on the daily weather and your family's needs. Take a minute now. Call your local Atlantic distributor to order low-cost, triple refined Atlantic heating oil.
Out on the mound, Benny Daniels. He has won eight, lost nine. He has beaten the Yankees twice. He's been pitching professional since 51. He's had short trial with Pittsburgh, 57, 58, then back again 59, where he won seven and lost nine. He was at Pittsburgh last year, but most of the time at Columbus. Richardson first out. Takes the call, strike. Nothing in one. Bobby hitting 269 as his first base in his last 11 games. He is tied with Mantle for the most hits on the Yankees, 150. He checks his swing on an inside slider, 1-1. The bulletin on the scoreboard, Mantle out today with muscle strain left forearm. Moses pushing at first. Frank Cassetti pushing at third. Right-handed delivers and Richmond hits a fly ball out to right field as Woodling making the catch. One up, one away. Woodling is in right. Tassie is in center. Keogh is in left. The infield is Dale Long at first base. At second is Chuck Cartier. He got him from Detroit, just the fellow used to be with Milwaukee. Tony Kubek takes low outside, ball one. Johnson is short. Third baseman is Billy Cloud. Gene Green catching. Danny Daniels pitching. No score, one down, last of the first inning. Kubek takes the pitch low inside to catch off the catcher's glove. It rolls away, ball two. 2-0. Delivery over. just laid it through there. Three more. This is Watson's last time in the stadium this year. Tomorrow night, Wednesday afternoon. Indians come in for a makeup game Tuesday night, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, which is 4 days, as a call second strike. And then Sunday, a doubleheader with Cleveland. So we've got a real big week on our hands. Yankees leading now by their biggest lead of the season, 4.5, after switching the 3-game set to the Tigers, everyone with a battle. Pitch is low inside, ball 4 to Tony. So we have the first Yankee runner, and now we have Maris. In case you're wondering about the Yankee batting order, he just tuned in. Maris is playing center field, hitting at his usual third spot. Bauer is hitting back of him, then Blaster, then Howard, then Starr, then Boyer, Sheldon. You're well around toward right on, Roger. Hitting 273, has 63, in which he didn't need a pinch runner. That is in 124. A Texas strike on the outside. Roger up there. Daniel set Texas on at first. Now he swings and there's a line drive to the long. The steps on first base for the unassisted double play. Washington's 136. So it's no score into the first inning. Now we got Mr. Rizzuto back out of the
business.
Bruce, you go after foul balls all over the stadium, Bill?
Oh, yeah. I'm a roving fly catcher back here, Red. I'd love to get it. I get a big kick out of it.
Well, is it, you still can't resist going for a baseball when you
No, I can't. And I tried to heed your warning not to go after them with my bad hands. And I've gotten a couple of bad fingers doing it, Red. But I don't know. Then you give it to a kid and you feel good.
Well, it's a little early to have anything for you on the other ball game. We will give you the schedule. First, let's put that double play down. Line drive to the first baseman who stepped on the bag. Unassisted. Cleveland coming in here Thursday night is up at Boston for a single game. Detroit is going to play a twilight doubleheader down at Baltimore. And there's a day night bargain bill for Chicago at Minnesota. Doubleheader, Los Angeles at Kansas City. In the National League, Cincinnati has started at Philadelphia. Johnson for Cincinnati, Sullivan for Philadelphia. And Tesco has homered for the Reds in the first inning with one on. They're still at bat. Pittsburgh plays a single at St. Louis. Milwaukee a single at Chicago. And San Francisco plays at Los Angeles tonight. In case you haven't heard, the Reds got beat at Philadelphia, the Dodgers won at home, and the difference between Cincinnati in first place and Los Angeles in second is now 2.5 games. Well, here's Dale Long, just made the unassisted double play on Maris's line drive. First up in the second inning, swings and does not get a fastball up high around the shoulders. Hitting 257. He was one of the players selected by Washington off the Yankee list during the winter. Back one pitch. Low inside at the knees. 1-1. Long laid in some very efficient pinch hits last 2 months of last season for the Yankees. No score. There's a curve on the outside. Ball one. Sheldon pitching the first game. Bud Daley goes in second. Burnside is Washington's starter in the second game. A lot of folks were expecting Dick Donovan to pitch one of the games for Washington today. 2-1 pitch. Low inside, ball three. When I ran into him in the Washington dugout, I said, when are you working in this series? He said, I don't know whether I'm pitching this series or not. I've got a short pole. Think about it, a pitcher pivoting, if he's got a sore toe, he's pretty well handicapped. It was a sore toe that closed out the career of Dizzy Dean as a pitcher. He turned him loose on television. 3-1 pitch is a half swing and a foul tip. It's 3-2. Diz got hit in an all-star game by Earl Averill. That hit on toe. Broke it, and he resumed pitching before the toe was completely healed. And trying to try and avoid excessive pain, he changed his pitching move. And then came the real pain. 3-2 pitch, swung on, foul back. Sheldon is fast today. And then three foul balls right back up here. When you sit here in this broadcasting area, you find out who's fast. Mighty Ford is a beautiful pitcher to watch. Foul balls never come up here. Strike three. Took him out on a high fastball. Well, we have one up and one gone. Speaking of my Whitey Ford, foul balls never come up here, and other pitchers who are fast, the foul pitchers do. Yesterday, before the game with Detroit, we were talking with their rookie third baseman, Dick McAuliffe, who was brought up well after the season began this year from Denver. There's a line drive that is hit by Johnson into left field for a base hit, and he's on. Solid single to left. And I asked McAuliffe, what was the difference in the pitching in the majors and in the high minors? Well, he said there's one thing that you can say without having to stop and think about it. You see a lot more fastballs in the minor leagues. You see a lot slower pitching in the majors. In other words, you see the breaking stuff, the changes, the speed, etc. The fellas, if they really don't know how to pitch, they're just throwing hard as they can, and that's that. Now, here's Chuck Cartier taking a curve low outside. Howard had to go down and to his right. That is the hardest play for a catcher. Because the mitt is on the left hand. At least the last time I looked, all the major league catchers were right-handed throwers. 1-0 pitch is swung on a line drive to center. Another pitch to double play at first base. So, boom. Well, now, how long would you wait to see an unassisted double play by the first baseman? How long would you wait to see it happen in a successive half inning? And the score at the end of an inning and a half, it was for nothing on New York Mets.
What does a truck driver think about as he drives? You know, this is a pretty good life. These sights to see all the time. Yeah, when you get back home after a long trip, they're waiting for you. Your own car, all ready to go.
Okay, lady, be my guest.
Gosh, I'm glad that car of mine is running right again. Oh, remember how rough it used to idle? The way it stalled? That was a great day when Harry told me about Atlantic Imperial. The gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive. Yeah, and keeps it clean. Now my little buggy drives like a dream.
Half of the second inning. The redoubtable Mr. Barra seems to be getting younger out there in left field. Had a home run and two more hits yesterday. Then Blanchard, then Howard. Expecting staff. 1-2-3. No score game. Right hander Daniels delivers a curve that is good. Barra was holding the batter's away with punt. But from the way he moved his feet, I think he was just taking all the way. Daniels delivers, change off the fastball, high outside, ball one. 1-1. Low inside, across the chin, ball two. A current bulletin on the scoreboard, Yankee pitching leaders, Ford, 1-22, lost three. He should have a well-deserved day out here Saturday. Arroyo, 1.94 earned run average. An amazing man, isn't he? strikes, 1-1. Bauer leading off the last of the second. Swings at the high fly ball at the short right field. Here's Whitling coming under it. He has it. And we have one down. Well, well. A little breeze is stirring. Johnny Blanchard. Was supposed to cut his first game, and then when Mantle was unable to play with a bad left forearm, he went to right field. Daniels pitches him on the outside. Ball one. Blanchard, a very dangerous batter up there. 3-287. Swings, and there is a looper in the short center that goes for a base hit. He broke his bat, but on most occasions, players will trade a bat for a single. This is the first Yankee hit. Now I have Howard. Came up to bat in a ninth inning yesterday, and apparently he didn't want to stay in the ballpark any longer. It wasn't into next inning. So he sent everybody home. Howard hitting 350, second best average in the league. Right hand hitter takes the slider over for a called strike. Howard, because he is catching an in and out, will not have enough at bat to qualify him in a race for the batting championship. Strike one pitch, curve low outside, ball one. I would say the way the rules are set up now, that you're not going to see any catches as batting center. One pitch, swung on, foul back. Figured out now, the ratio of at-bats for ball game into the schedule of a fellow that has to be at the plate 502 times. This is not only a official at-bat, but walk, sacrifice another appearance, 502. 1-2 pitch, curve swung on, has a base hit in the center. Has to go down to second base, and holds on. Sadly has a good arm in center field. So Howard, knocks another one, single to center. One down, we have Yankee runners at first and second. And the Moose gets that by now familiar greeting. These simulated Moose calls. John hitting 277. This is a third swung on and miss. Strike one. Dan Daniel likes to tell the story. But when Sean first came up to the stadium, he heard the sound, and he said to Daniel a couple of days later, he says, what are they booing me about? There is a pop-up. He's automatically out on the provision of the infield foul. The first baseman can't stunt it and take it. Dan said, they're not booing you. They love you. They just howling, move. All right, sit down. Hit it for his third baseman. No score. Last of the second inning. Set. Delivery. Fastball swung on, hit down the left field corner, foul. Boy, I got out ahead of it. Go long, one strike. Nothing in
second base, Howard at first. Daniel throws back to second, and it's a game off. They timed that beautifully. Just as Matthews started to take his lead, the second baseman, who was not too far off, Cartier, went in, and at the same moment, it's a time play. At the same moment, Daniels whirled, and there it was. They picked him off. Pitch it to the second baseman. So, that's all for the threat. No runs, two hits. Totals at the end of two. No runs, two hits, and no errors for Washington. No runs, two hits, and no errors for New York.
Remember, Atlantic Imperial Gasoline cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Well, friends, this series continues tomorrow night and Wednesday afternoon. And we are happy to advise that the Wednesday afternoon game, which was originally scheduled to be broadcast on WCBS FM only, will be heard on both AM and FM. So that's Wednesday afternoon, 880 on your AM dial, and 101.1 on your FM dial. Now we'll pause for station identification.
Good Sound Broadcasting for 1961. This is Quality Martin, WOKO, 1460 on the dial, Albany, New York, your Yankee baseball station. The time, 2 minutes past 2 p.m.
Has gotten ready, and we are moving into the third inning. The Washington pitcher, Benny Daniels, will be first up. He's a left-hand hitter. No score. Daniels hitting 207. He has 12 hits. Sheldon gives him a curve outside. Starts him off with it. Ball one. Well, there's the bulletin on the board. Welcome former President Harry S. Truman here today. Pitch high outside, ball two. Mr. Truman was always an out and out baseball fan. Did a lot of the ball games. President Eisenhower went to a lot of baseball games. And former President Hoover been out here many times. 2-0 pitch is called strike. 2-1. Remember a time that an old timers day game in which former President Hoover was on a jet. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. And Cy Young, who won more ball games than any other pitcher. He died a few years ago. He was an honored guest, and I got them both together on the pregame television show, and as soon as I got them together, there's been 100 photographers. They wanted that picture. That's right, three swinging. And I might say that it didn't make any difference to them that the television camera wasn't getting much of a picture. Second strikeout to Sheldon. One gone. Out of the third. Now we have Marty Keogh, slender left-hand hitting outfielder, playing left field today, hitting 258. Well, it used to be with the Red Sox. Takes a curve in there for a strike. Nothing in one. The ball's one strike. End of the first inning. Cincinnati, Philadelphia, 2-0 favor the Reds. Pitch is high. Ball one. That was a change off the fastball. It has been very, very noticeable how Sheldon has smoothed out in his pitching technique and handling himself out there on the mound. As the fastball swung on, strike two. I know that Johnny Sain, the pitching coach, has been working with him very steadily and very quietly. know that John must be very proud because the first part of the year, I mean, Sheldon, with that very elongated motion, he had a terrible time holding the runner on and getting rid of the ball. And that, I think, is the most noticeable improvement that is to be just openly seen. You can hold him on now. 1-2 pitch. First one on ground is foul. That's what it says. Still 1-2. First of a doubleheader. Two pitch is a fastball outside. Ball two. 2-2. No score. Washington has played the Yankees even. 7 games in 7 games this year. Lovely breeze is coming in from back of left field, blowing to right. Curve, low inside, ball three. Whoever turned it on won't turn it off. 3-2. One down, nobody on. Three-two pitch. Change of pace too high. Ball four. Second walk given up by Ronnie. Now we have Billy Klaus, who popped to second, first inning. Out hitting 229. Outfield shades him into right. Bella has shortened up somewhat in left. Pitch is the curve in there for a strike. Bella is really nervous footed out there. I mean, he's moving all the time. Sheldon set. Check his runner, throws over there. Nothing doing. With the wind blowing in from left to right here, that means the plane's taking off. You get a good look at it as we go back to left. There goes the runner. There's a curve taken. There's Howard throw, and he steals it. Keogh got the jump. This is his 11th steal of the year. So he's at second base. Great jump on Sheldon, and in addition, Sheldon threw a slow serve, and that guaranteed it. Howard didn't have a chance. 1-1 pitch, serve, swung and missed. Right here. We're visiting with the pitching coach of Washington, Sid Hudson, before the game. We were talking about what does it mean to a pitcher to have a man on his first base with a definite threat to steal. And Sid Hudson said it means that you can't throw anything but fastballs. Sheldon didn't think he would go. Curve swung on, grounded to the right side. Richardson is up with it, throws to Cowan, and we have two out. And Keogh moves over to third. Two men gone. And here's Gene Whitling, who has a sharp single in the right in the first inning. Whitling hitting at 315. Professional since 1940. He's still going. Pitch is over for a strike on the inside. Whitling came up with the Yankees in 49. Stayed here at the stadium through 54. Then he was involved in that big deal with Baltimore.
which Charlie and Lawson came to New York. Franklin pitch just outside of Kane, ball one. He's been involved in quite a few deals. 1-1 pitch. Curve low inside, ball two. Woodling was first traded to Pittsburgh. He'll be back in 47 for Al Lopez. And that trade for the Orioles and the Yankees. He went along with Harry Bird and Don Leppert, Jim McDonald, Bill Miller, Willie Mirandy, Hal Smith, Cal Segrist, and Gus Triando. 2-1 pitch is swung on as a high fly ball along the left field line. Bella coming over, and the ball goes foul. The Yankees got Hunter, Krahoski, Lawson, and Curley. It's Zipker, Fridley, and Darrell Johnson going to Denver. And Del Giusio to Birmingham. And when he went to Cleveland, deal for Dave Pope and Wally Westlake. The 2-2 pitch, going on, hit right back to the mound. Sheldon grabs it smartly, throws over to first, and Willie's out. That's all for the bid. No runs, no hits. One man left. At the end of 2.5 innings, first game remains Washington nothing and New York.
For pleasure driving, that is the pleasure. You need something more than a freshly washed car and a bright sunny day. For one thing, you need to be sure that your carburetor is clean to do its job at peak efficiency. And that's why more and more motorists from New England to Florida have started to use Atlantic Imperial gasoline regularly. This quality gasoline cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. You see, Atlantic Imperial removes the harmful deposits of dirt that get past your engine's air cleaner and build up on the lower walls of your carburetor. These deposits can cause rough idling, stalling, and gasoline waste. But once you've used Atlantic Imperial for a while, you'll feel the difference. And as long as you use it, Atlantic Imperial will keep new deposits from forming in your carburetor. See your Atlantic dealer soon. Use Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Well, last half the third inning, Boya, Sheldon, and Richardson. And they picked Blanchard off second inning. No score. Third ball, high inside. See about the fella that got his clothes on fire? Know what he said? The pitch is swung on as a ground ball down to short. As a throw in the dirty first, and Long takes it out for the out. Johnson threw it in the dirt, but Long came up with it. So, one up, one down. He said, yes, sir. I'm smoking more now, but enjoying it less. Here's Sheldon. As all pitches, treasures his hit. Got six of them. Still not too deep. Daniels, right-handed, delivers low outside. This fellow throws hard. Ball one. Right-handed works. Curve, low outside, and it is ball two. Two balls, no strike. Field is right back in the right. They're not playing in the full.
There's a slider, good. Ball strike on the outside, 2-1. Bounding ball, half speed to second. There's a play over to first, and that is all for Sheldon. Cartier, DeLong. Two up, two down, last of the third. One. Hitting 268. Six patrons, last 11 games. Swings, this may be Paul Strait. It is. It's in the hole in left center. And Bobby's on his way to second base. Here comes a throw from Keogh. And Bobby is in. Just in for a double. But Keogh made a beautiful throw to Cartier, the second baseman covering. But Bobby, he had the fifth in his case. He left Paul Strait, he was headed for second base. So he's went to 12 straight games, and he now has the most hits on the Yankees, one more. The time he left Paul Strait, he was headed for second base. So he's went to 12 straight games, and he now has the most hits on the Yankees, one more than Mantle, who with a bad left forearm is unable to play today. So Richardson is in second. Line double up the alley on left center. Number three for New York, and now here's Tony Kubek. Walked in the first inning. Pitch low outside, ball one. Bobby is a great finisher in his hitting. Now that he comes out in August and September. He got started on this third back up at the middle of July. He's been climbing steadily. Tony swings at the fly ball into short right field. Here's Woodling coming over, and the second baseman. The second baseman makes the catch. And now, let me see, did he step on Woodling or did Woodling step on him? I think Gaines stepped on Cartier's right foot. He's limping a little bit. He made the catch right off Woodling's chest. That ball was in no man's land. It was a nice touch by the second baseman, but he got nicked a little bit. No runs, one hit. Totals at the end of three then. 0-2-0 for Washington and 0-3-0 for New York. Now, Mr. Rizzuto, what can be done on a pop fly like that is both players' ball?
Well, there's not much you can do, Red, because the crowd's yelling, and when two fellas are going after the ball, it's hard for them to take their eye off the ball to see where the other fella is, and usually somebody yells at the last second. Evidently, they both went for the ball, and if they did yell, neither one could hear them.
Well, of course, they had to go because it meant a run, didn't it?
It certainly did. That's one play that I always kept out of the way of those big left fielders when I was going back. I could hear their footsteps, and I'd move away.
Did you ever get bumped?
Nope.
Never ran into an outfield.
And you never got put out of a game?
No, never thrown out of a game. No, never argued with an umpire either.
But you had your opinion.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. The only trouble was I kept it to myself. I think that's how I got that ulcer.
About exploded once in a while. I got on some of those umpires. But umpiring's a tough job. Just kidding. If any umpires are listening.
On the scoreboard, Cleveland 1, Boston batting in the back, top of the first, bottom of the first.
Better take my glasses off there.
Detroit's at Baltimore for a twi-night doubleheader. Chicago at Minnesota, a twi-night doubleheader.
No, they have a day-night doubleheader. One in the daytime, one at night. Los Angeles at Kansas City for a doubleheader.
Cincinnati at Philadelphia, the Reds lead 3-0 at the end of an inning and a half. Pasco homered with a man on. Pittsburgh at St. Louis, Milwaukee, Chicago, and San Francisco at Los Angeles tonight. Walked in the first inning, leading off of the Senators here in the top of the fourth, scoreless ball game. Roland Sheldon into the windup. Hits to Green as a curve foul back in the upper deck. Strike one. Green batting 294. Is Willie Chastain.
Sheldon's one strike pitch inside almost hit Green.
It did hit him. Man, he jumped way back, and the ball must have just nicked his uniform shirt.
It went all the way back to the screen, but played off by a Cal Drummond to take your base, so he was just nicked by a pitch ball. Green at first, nobody out, and here's Willie Casby hit back to the box in the first inning. Casby batting 263. He leads the Senators and homers with 17. Also with runs batted in, 59. Pitch is over Casby's head, ball one. Sheldon has been pitching high most of the day. He's only walked two men. He struck out two and allowed two hits. Green leading off first, Darwin holding him on. On deck is Dale Long. Here's the stretch. Pitch is a foul off the end of the bat, one on one. We on AM and FM too, Joe? Very good. The count on Casby. Pitch is bunted at and back to Sheldon. He throws to second base in time to get Green. No chance for the double play. Casby was trying to beat that out. He was not trying to sacrifice. And he bunted right back to the mound. Sheldon whirled around and fired to Richardson in time to get Green. But Bobby didn't have a chance for Casby going to first base. So it's one out. And here's Dale Long, who struck out swinging in the second inning. Long batting 256. Big left-hand hitter with an open stance. On deck, Bob Johnson. Pitch to Long, a foul going back in the upper deck. One strike on Long. Johnson on deck. Sheldon goes to the rosin bag. Nothing, nothing here. Top of the fourth. One out. Casby at first. There goes Casby. The pitcher's hit over Scholar's head in the right field. Is going to third base. Long holds it first. As Dale Long hit a Baltimore chop, one hop over Starrin's head with Casby running, Willie easily made third base. And Long is on with the third hit off Sheldon. And now the Senators are threatening. Runners at first and third with one out, and Bob Johnson, who lined a single to left field in the second inning, the batter. Johnson batting 269. Like it was hitting concrete, bounced about 15 feet over Moose's head. Hard runners at first and third lead away. The stretch. Hits to Johnson. A high pop-up to the right side. Scowling in foul territory is under it. And the Moose takes it right in the coaching box for the second out, and that was a big out for young Mr. Sheldon. And it brings up Chuck Cottier, who lined into a double play in the second inning. Still runners at first and third, but now it's two outs. Batting 248. Right hand hitting second base. And he has played sensationally defensively against the Yankees all year. Cowan now playing in back of Dale Long, the runner at first. Boyer is even with the bag, just in case Cottier might try and beat one out. Casby leads off third. Pitch to Cottier, strike call, the breaking pitch on the outside corner. Mm-hmm.
really starting to kick up here at the stadium, and some clouds floating overhead. Sheldon set. And that was it looked like a balk, but nobody called it. And here comes Mickey Vernon. Pasty blocked coming down the line, and Sheldon inadvertently leaned a little short third base before delivering that pitch. And the two runners on base, the two coaches, and Mickey Vernon jumped. Actually, I almost started to call it a balk, but none of the four umpires did, so. The pitch was a ball, by the way, and Pasty must have bothered Sheldon. He gave a good bluff as though he was going to come down the line. Raleigh Hensley, the coach at third, George Chase, the coach at first, came charging into home plate, and Mickey Vernon jumped off the bench like he had gotten a hot foot. None of the four umpires called it, and either one of the four could have called it if they had seen it. Vernon now going down to third base, talking to Nestor Shylock. And Vernon turns away. So it's a 1-1 count on Chuck Cottier. Two out and runners at first and third. No score. Pasty is still trying to talk Shylock into calling it a ball. Pasty better turn around. Sheldon's ready to pitch, and Willie's waving his arms, still arguing with Shylock. All right, Cottier steps into the batter's box. Pasty's still drawn away. Now he turns around. Sheldon checks the sign from Howard. Here's a stretch. Pasty bluffed again. Pitch is popped in the air right by the mound. Lee Poyer and Sharon after it. And look how Sharon falls for it, makes the catch. For the Senators in the top of the fourth, no runs on one base hit. No Yankee errors, two men left, and at the end of three and a half, it's the Senators nothing and the Yankees nothing.
You know, something new has been added to the do-it-yourself list. Yes, now you can clean the carburetor of your car, remove dirt in the vital throttle plate area without even raising your foot. Now, just use Atlantic Imperial regularly. You see dirt deposits build up on the lower walls of most carburetors. And can cause it to feed the wrong mixture of air and gasoline to your engine. This results in rough idling, frequent stalling, and actual gasoline waste. But after a few thousand miles of driving with Atlantic Imperial gasoline, this carburetor dirt will be gone, washed harmlessly away. And for as long as you use Atlantic Imperial, you need to worry about new deposits forming. That's why more and more people these days are using Atlantic Imperial. That cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Right now, let's pause for station identification.
Good Sound Broadcasting for 1961. This is Quality Martin, WOKO, 1460 on your dial, Albany, New York. Your Yankee baseball station. WOKO time, 29 minutes past 2 p.m.
Roger Maris, who lined into a fast double play in the first inning, leads off for the Yankees here in the bottom of the fourth. No score in the ballgame. And they've got the shift on for Maris again. The pitch to Roger. He was ready to bunt and takes it high inside ball one. And Rod takes a look out at Benny Daniels. Again, change up fouled over in the center of the dugout and caught in the cap of the trainer. Nice play. Took his baseball cap off and caught it. Bob Johnson, the shortstop, is playing second base, and the second base is Chuck Cottier back on the outfield grass. Dale Long guarding the line. Billy Klaus all alone on the left side, and Maris bunts, but back to the pitcher. Daniels throws inside.
good in the first, but he's out. Maris trying to butt it down the third baseline. Got it too close to the pitcher. And there goes the helmet out of the Yankee dugout. Brings up Yogi Berra, who flies to short right field in the second inning. Pitch to Yogi, a ground foul. That's Wally Moses in the coaching box. Wally gets the carom off the wall. One strike on Yogi. On deck, Johnny Blanchard. Daniel's next pitch curves in the dirt. Bounces off the catcher's chest, protector, one on one. And low ball to 2-1. Now the right-hander comes back with a fastball. Line in the center field, a base hit. Yogi caught that low sinker and hit it right over the pitcher's head into center field. That's the fourth hit off Daniels. And it brings up Johnny Blanchard, who singled in the second inning. And then was picked off second base. One out on deck, Elston Howard. Blanchard batting 289. Yogi leading away. The pitch to Johnny. Outside, ball one. Nothing to score here in the last of the fourth with one away. Pitch to Johnny Blanchard is a change-up curve in there. Strike called, one on one. Second and first, but the Yankees come up with one run on three base hits.
No senator errors. One man left, and at the end, a fourth one. It's the Yankees one, the Senators nothing. Right now, while the teams are changing fields, sides, I'd like to mention that the second half of this game is being brought to you by the crisp, refreshing Ballantine beer. Your first swallow and every one to follow tells you why over 5 million glasses of Ballantine beer are enjoyed each day. Take a look at the scoreboard. In the American League now, it's Cleveland 1, Boston nothing at the end of an inning and a half. Grant against Gallant. Detroit is at Baltimore for a twi-night doubleheader. Chicago and Minnesota, a day-night doubleheader. In the first game, it's Bowman against Stroll. Los Angeles at Kansas City for two hasn't started. In the National League, Cincinnati at Philadelphia. At the end of two, it's the Reds three, the Phillies nothing. Johnson for Cincinnati. Sullivan started short in the first. Pascoe Holman in the first with one on. Pittsburgh at St. Louis, it's Francis against Sadecki. Milwaukee and Chicago, Willie against Curtis. And San Francisco is at Los Angeles tonight. For the Senators, Benny Daniels will lead off. He led off the third inning and struck out Elston Howard, who was on base the front end of that double play, just now getting out of the Yankee dugout with his catching gear on. Hector Lopez is loosening up Sheldon for Howard. Fires the ball to second. Now Ellie's ready to go. Daniels bats him left-handed. Mr. Shylock again walks back in the center of the dugout. Pitch to Daniels, outside ball one, and the official score has changed the error which was originally charged to Louis Arroyo in the ninth inning of yesterday's game and then gave it to Bill Starr. Pitch to Daniels, a foul back on the screen, one and one. If you remember, Arroyo picked up a swinging bunt, wheeled around and threw it to Starr, and the ball went right over Starr's glove down the right field line. It set up the big ninth inning for the Tigers. They eventually scored two runs, but later on, Moose, big man that he is, claimed that he should have had it and that it was not Arroyo's error, so the error was taken away and given to Starr. There's a curve outside, ball two, two and one. The angle is difficult for the official score to realize whether the throw was bad or not, and on that one it definitely was. 2-1 pitch, low ball three, 3-1. Count to Benny Daniels. Some of you who tuned in late, Mickey Mantle is not playing this ball game. As you remember, he pulled a muscle in the left forearm on Saturday against the Tigers, and the arm is swollen. He had treatments before the game, but Mickey felt that he could not do justice to the team, either at bat or in the field, so he's resting. Here's the payoff pitch to Daniels. A swing and a miss, strike three, through the fastball right by him. Second time Daniels has gone down on strike, and the third strike out to Sheldon. And here's Marty Keogh, fly to right field, walked and stole a base. That was his 11th stolen base of the year, by the way. Tying him with Danny O'Connell for second place on the Senators. Base stealing effort. Chuck Hinton leads with 16. Keogh's a left-hand hitter. One out, nobody on. Lines one to right field, and in there for a base hit. Johnny Blanchett plays it on one hop. He made that one look easy, just like serving a ball in tennis. That's the fourth hit off Sheldon. Here's Billy Klaus. Pop to second, bounce to second.
Watson left-handed. Theo leading away. Sheldon and Watson close this time. Here's the stretch. There he goes. The ball is fouled back in the upper deck. That time they had the hit and run on. Klaus trying to slap the ball to left field, fouled it back. On deck, Gene Woodling. Elston Howard has had a good year guessing on pitch-outs this year. He's called pitch-outs at the right time. Thrown men out trying to steal second. There's a set. 1-1 pitch, a ground foul outside of first. One ball, two strikes. Klaus picks up a little dirt. One out. Yankees lead 1-0, top of the fifth. Keogh leading off first base. Sheldon stretching. Curve fouled on the right field line. Back in the upper deck. Nice play. One of the youngsters who brought his glove. Just about every kid now that comes to the game brings his glove with him. Two strikes on Klaus. Stretch. Pitch high and away, 2-2. Theo gave a bluff as though he was going to run that time, and Ellie jumped out of that catcher's box. 2-2 count. Now the stretch. Pitch low inside, and it's a full count. 3-2. So now it looks like Theo will be off with the pitch, even though there's just one out. He's a good base runner. A 3-2 count on Klaus. Here's a stretch by Sheldon. The run is going. The pitch is high and it's ball four. But they had him moving. That's the third walk given up by Sheldon. And it brings up Gene Woodling. Single a right hit back to the box. On deck, Gene Green. Yankee outfield comprised of Barron left, Maris in center, Blanchard in right. Runners lead off first and second. The stretch, the pitch on the inside corner, strike one call. In the air to right field. Blanchard is back under it. Going back to tag up his field, and he's holding the third base as Blanchard's throw is cut off by Richardson. Woodling sent Blanchard back to the center path in right field in front of the wall. Now it's two outs. Remaining at first was Billy Klaus, and here's Gene Green. Walked and was hit by a pitch ball. He's been a tough man for the Yankees all year.
first, Steele at third with two outs. New York leading 1-0. Ground ball back to the pitcher. Sheldon up with it. Throws to Scowen for the out. So for the Senators in the top of the fifth, no runs, one hit. No Yankee errors, two men left. At the end of four and a half, it's New York 1, Washington nothing.
Take along a six-pack, a jolly six-pack of Ballantine beer. It carries with ease, cools in a breeze. And best of all, it gives you six icy cold cans of the crisp refresher.
Bottom of the fifth inning. Boy, a bounce to the shortstop in the third inning. Benny Daniels, the right hander on the mound for the Senators. Boy, batting 225. Daniels pitches a curve hit, foul down the third baseline. Lee tried to check his swing. Couldn't get the bat out of the way, but it's six fouls, one strike. Fastball hit on the ground, backhanded, knocked down by Klaus. He can't pick it up. Klaus knocked it down, tried to pick it up with his glove, and as he went to throw, the ball squirted out of his glove. It's a base hit for Cleet Boyle. It was a fine defensive play at first for Billy Klaus, knocking it down, going down on both knees. But then instead of picking it up barehanded, he tried to pick it up with a glove, which he did. And then as he came back to throw, the ball squirted out of the glove. That's seven hits off Daniel. Brings up Roland Sheldon, bounced to second in the third inning. And the Senator infield looking for the possible sacrifice. The Yankees leading 1-0. They'd like to pick up another run or so. Quick throw to first, Boyer back. Here's a stretch. Sheldon squares around, bunts it foul down the first baseline. Strike one. He's got Long, Klaus, and Daniels charging in on him. Base, the sacrifice works. Holding his second is Boyer, and that's Sheldon's second successful sacrifice bunt this year. Play going from 5-4. Third baseman to the second baseman covering. Here's Richardson. Bobby fly to right, double to left center field, is now hitting 12 consecutive ball games. Richardson batting 270, but that batting average doesn't tell half the job that Richardson's done at the plate and in the field for the Yankees this year. He's been simply great. Here's a stretch. Pitch to Bobby. Low ball one. On deck, Tony Kubek. Back on July 6th, Richardson was batting only 230. So he's raised his average 40 points, and that's tough to do when you're up a lot of time. Ball hit on the ground at short. Johnson backhands it. Long throw is low, and he's safe at first. He beat it out. No error as Long backhanded the ball, but Richardson, who can really get down that line for a right-hand hitter, Bartlett beats out an infield single. Boy, I had to remain at second. Anytime the ball's hit in front of you, which means either at the shortstop or third baseman and you're on second, you've got to stay there. You don't have to, but if you run, you'll be an easy out. So now it's Richardson at first, Boyer at second, and here's Kubek, who walks and pops at second. One away, New York leads 1-0. Eight hits now off Daniels. Here's a stretch. Pitch to Kubek is bunted foul as he tried to drop one down third. Back into the stand, bouncing from hand to hand. Roger Maris. Here's the stretch. Changeup hit on the ground. The first long goes to second for one. Back to first. And the throw is bad. And here comes Boyer in to score. As the pitcher went over the cover, he stuck his bare hand out. And he's shaking his hand now. And there'll be an error on the play. An error on the throw by the shortstop, Bob Johnson. And the Yankees lead 2-0. The fourth play goes first baseman with the shortstop covering. And then give an error to the shortstop on his wide throw to the pitcher covering, allowing Boyer to score. Safe at first is Kubek. There's no RBI on that play. The Yankees lead 2-0. And here's Roger Maris. Roger lined into a double play and was thrown out attempting to beat out a bunt. Kubek at first. The stretch. Pitch to Roger. Foul back in the upper deck, strike one. I doubt whether they'd have had Kubek on the double play anyway, but had the throw been good, Boyle would not have scored. Changeup hit high in the air to short right field. The second baseman, Chuck Cottier, is moving under it in foul territory. Takes it. But the Yankees come up with another run on two base hits. One Washington error, one man left. And at the end of five full innings, it's New York 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors. The Senators no runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. The scoreboard again at the end of 2.5 now. It's Cleveland 3, Boston 1. Mal Zone homing in the second inning for the Red Sox. It's Grant against the lot. Detroit is Baltimore playing a fly-night doubleheader. White Sox are at Minnesota for a day-night doubleheader. In the first game, it's nothing-nothing at the end of an inning and a half. Bowman against Stroll. Los Angeles at Kansas City playing a doubleheader. They've not started. In the National League, Cincinnati's increased their lead over Philadelphia 4-0 at the end of 3.5. Johnson for the Reds. Sullivan started short in the first. Castro homered in the first with one on. Pittsburgh at St. Louis. Francis against Sadecki. The Pirates failed to score in the top of the first. Milwaukee at Chicago. Willie against Curtis. The Braves scored 2 in the top of the first. And San Francisco is at Los Angeles tonight. And because of the error, that run scored by the Yankees in the bottom of the fifth is unearned, which means it will not be charged for the pitcher's earned run average, but will count for the Yankees in the ballgame. 4 to Senators, it'll be Sasby, Long, and Johnson to face Roland Sheldon. Sasby hit back to the box and bunted into a fourth play. Dean Green started a run up to the plate. He thought he was a hitter. Rather, Dale Long. He comes charging out of the dugout. He saw Tasby up there, put on the brake. Serve is low to Willie, ball one. The Long is anxious to get up there. He singled his last time up. Pitch to Tasby, high ball two, 2-0. nothing sake. Now, look out. That hit a little flesh, didn't hit the seat right over our heads.
Play, one ball, two strikes. Lance
sitting right in Harris's center, not playing too deep on Cottier. Yogi fairly deep in left field. Sheldon looks over the sign from Elston Howard. Is it high in the air down foul territory at third? Boyer under it and makes the catch in foul territory. Ball was heading for the stands and the wind blew it back out. For the Senators in the top of the sixth, no runs, one hit, no Yankee errors, one man left. At the end of five and a half, it's the Yankees 2, Washington nothing.
The icily light,
ooh, icily light,
with true lager flavor, precisely right,
ooh, precisely right,
lathery golden,
crisply clear,
the crisp refresher,
Valentine,
here. High in the air, down foul territory at third, Boyer under it, and makes the catch in foul territory. Ball was heading for the stands and the wind blew it back out. For the Senators in the top of the sixth, no runs, one hit, no Yankee errors, one man left. At the end of five and a half, it's the Yankees 2, Washington nothing.
Ooh, to be crisp, a beer must be icily light.
Ooh, icily light.
Of the crisp refresher, your first swallow and everyone to follow is light and crisp and golden. So pour pleasure for today's Valentine.
Hold what? Your hand, tap your feet, snap your fingers. And that's the man for Valentine. The crisp refresher, Valentine, Valentine, dear.
Since 1840,
America's finest.
Pause for station identification.
At 1460 on the radio dial, you're in tune with Quality Martin, WOKO in Albany, New York. Good sound broadcasting for 1961, your Yankee baseball station. WOKO time, 2 minutes past 3 p.m.
Well, he's off for the Yankees. Yogi fly to right, single to center. He scored once. Scored the first run of the ballgame in the fourth inning. Daniels into the windup. Pitch to Yogi right in there. Strike one called. Johnny Blanchard on deck. Curve hit off the end of Yogi's bat. Foul. Nothing in two. Yankees have 8 base hits. Blanchard is 2, Howard 2, Richardson 2, Ferrer 1, and Boyle 1. 2-strike pitch. Pop foul out of play. Pitch to Yogi. Fly ball to left center field. Willie Tasby under it, and Tasby makes the catch with Keogh right alongside of him. That's the first out here in the bottom of the sixth, and it brings up Blanchard as 2-for-2, single to center both times. Hey,
strike one. Breaking curveball. One changeup, low ball two, 2-1. One out, nobody on. Pitch outside, ball three, 3-1. Elston Howard on deck. Three-one pitch, low and away, ball four. Blanchard gets on for the third time in the ball game. Two singles and a walk. And that's only the second walk given up by Benny Daniels. He walked Kubek in the first inning. Here's Elston Howard, who has two singles. Single to center, single to right. He's driven in a run. Kelly now batting 354. Center field. Pasby coming in, and he takes it. He thought Woodling was going to take it, and at the last second, Woodling stopped, and Pasby really had to come on. Just did make the catch. That's two away. Howard hit that ball off the end of the bat. Here's Bill Scarron. Popped to first, hit into a double play. Two outs. 2-0, the Yankees lead. This is the last of the sixth. Stretch and the pitch over, strike call as Moose leaned away from the sidearm curveball. Daniels, not wasting too much time between pitches, throws to first, glances back. Sets. Curve over again, strike two, and again Moose moved back a little bit on the sidearm curve. Ready for the two strike pitch. Another curve hit foul to the left of the plate. Detroit series and in this series so far, Scarron is seeing a lot of sidearm curveballs. Yet the Moose came through with a big hit in the ninth inning of the first game against Marcy to drive in the winning run. Again, a two-strike pitch. The curve swung and a missed strike three, and that was an overhand curveball that time. And if I'm not mistaken, that's the first strikeout for Daniels in this ball game. For the Yankees, in the bottom of the sixth, no runs, no hits, no center errors, one man left. And at the end of six full innings, it's New York 2 and Washington nothing. And that was the first strikeout by Daniels. On the scoreboard, Cleveland at Boston, it's the Indians 3 and the Red Sox 1 at the end of 3.5. Malzone homered for the only Red Sox run. Detroit is at Baltimore for a twi-night doubleheader. They've got their work cut out for them down there. Chicago is at Minnesota for a day-night doubleheader. Minnesota leads 2-0 at the end of two of the first game. Killebrew homered in the second with one on. That's number 39 for Killebrew. Los Angeles at Kansas City, a doubleheader. They haven't started. In the National League, Cincinnati at Philadelphia for a pair. In the first game, the Reds 4, Philadelphia nothing at the end of 4.5, but now that game is being held up because of rain. And if it should rain out that game right now, it would not be an official ball game. Castro homered in the first with one on. Pittsburgh at St. Louis, nothing at the end of an inning and a half. Milwaukee at Chicago, the Braves 2, the Cubs nothing at the end of an inning and a half. And San Francisco is at Los Angeles tonight. The
Dodgers trailed the Reds by only 2.5 games now in that Pirate National League race. They've got a lot of ground to make up. Well, in this ball game, Benny Daniels will be coming on to lead off. His third time he'll be leading off in this ball game, and ready to carry you the rest of the game, Mel Allen.
Everybody, thanks, Phil. Benny Daniels swings, hits the first pitch. A high fly to left center. Yogi out there makes the catch. One away. I'm really not going to carry you folks the rest of the way. Not physically up to it. Keogh, fly to right, walks and single to right. Left-hand batter, the pitch is high and away. Ball one. One ball, no strike. Now the delivery. In there, strike one, one and one. Right-hander to the windup delivers. The pitch is inside. Ball two. In fact, I wish you'd carry me the rest of the way. I'm going mountain climbing. The 2-1 delivery. Swung on foul back upstairs. Strike two. 2-2. Keogh with one for two, fly to right, walks and singled. Daly and Burnside are the scheduled pitchers in the second game. Now the windup around comes the right arm. The pitch is swung on and grounded foul beyond the Yankee dugout. Remains 2-2. I know it's Labor Day. Two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch to Marty Keogh. Swung on a ground ball in the hole between first and second to right field for a base hit. Ball bobble momentarily by Blanchard. Keogh getting his second hit, a single to right. And this is the third straight time that he's reached base with one away. Now Billy Klaus backed up by Gene Woodling. Klaus popped to second, grounded to second, and walked. Delivery swung on line to over Richardson's head to right field. Stopping at second, Keogh. Billy Klaus lined the ball just over the outstretched glove of Bobby Richardson. And here is Gene Woodling. And the Senators now got something going. Single to right, hit to the box, and fly to deep right. Good touch hitter. And the pitch. Swung on. There it is, the right field. Blanchard goes back and one-handed at the ball. Wow. The runners race back. Johnny Blanchard. Taking a home run away from Gene Woodling. He raced back to the barrier and had to one hand that wicked liner. It'd have been a little higher. It'd have been a different ball game right at this point. Howard's out there talking to Sheldon now. Last three men have teed off on him. That's the luck of the draw. A little bit higher, that one would have been in the seat. Boy, he tied into it. That's the hardest hit ball of the game. Here's Gene Green, who walked, nicked by a pitch ball, tapped to the box. And you can't make a mistake with this boy either. He's got real power. Right-hand batter. The pitch, high, ball one. On deck is Willie Tasby. Hal Runup is loosening up in the bullpen. 2-0, New York, seventh inning. Two on, two out. Keogh on second, Trout on first. Pitch to Green. Swung on. There's a high drive to deep right. And that ball is going, going, gone.
And true lager flavor, the things you look for in a beer? Of course they are. But now, how about refreshment? Well, as the song says, lively golden, crystally clear, the crisp refresher, Ballantine beer. Golden, crystal clear Ballantine is the one and only crisp refresher. Your first swallow and each one to follow refreshes you like a cool dip on a summer's day. Isn't it about time to treat your thirst to Ballantine? Icily light, crystally clear Ballantine beer. Hope you'll try it. One swipe for the bat of Gene Green, and the game is turned completely around. 3-2, Washington, and it's the last of the seventh. Cleet Boyer leads off, grounded to short, beat out a hit. The third, Benny Daniels now fires away, ball one. Pinch hitter for Sheldon, be Hector Lopez. Now the pitch. Low outside, ball two. The 2-0 pitch to Boyer. It's in there. Strike one. Good one. Pitch to Boyer is inside. Ball three, 3-1. And the 3-1 pitch. It's in there, strike two.
outside, ball four. Benny Daniels walks straight for you.
Hector Lopez will hit for Roland Sheldon. Daniels to the stretch. Pitch to Lopez. Bunny down the first baseline. Foul. Strike one. Washington, seventh inning. Benny Daniels ready. The pitch to Lopez is bunted. And the play is Daniels to Cartier. Lopez sacrifices. And up comes Bobby Richardson. Fly to right, double to left center, and single to short. Two for three. Ready. Daniels delivers. Pitch is swung off, bounce to deep short. Johnson has it. Throws on over to first in time. And they're two away. Up comes Tony Kubek. Walks, pops to second, and grounded to first. Washington leading 3-2. Seventh inning. Daniels set, and the pitch. Swung on, lined over second to center. Here comes Sawyer on third. Here comes the throw. And he scores, and into second goes Kubek. Johnson out under it, makes the catch, and the side retires. A pop-up to short center. One run for New York. One hit. No errors for Washington. One Yankee left on. They've had one man left on in every inning, beginning with a second. At the end of seven innings, Washington, three runs, eight hits. One error, eight men left on. And that was a crucial error, allowed a run to come home. Yankees, three runs, nine hits, no errors, and eight men left on base. And we're going to have a new pitcher. It'll be Hal Renneff. Roland Sheldon pitched seven innings, giving a fade hit. Walked three, struck out three, and gave up three runs. The three-run home run by Gene Green in the seventh inning. So it's a 3-3 ball game as you get ready for the eighth. You've got time for this holiday time for fun, relaxation, refreshment, which you'll get, and more if you take along a six-pack of Ballantine beer. Stock up on the crisp refreshers in six-packs. Whitey Ford Day here, September the 9th. For those who have written in and asked how they might participate in honoring the left-hander, the Whitey Ford Day Committee has secured some gifts for him. But those who like to send in some money, whether it be nickels, dimes, quarters, or dollars, can do so by sending it to the Whitey Ford Day Committee, Bronx Central Post Office, Box 1961, the Bronx 51, New York. All the monies will go into a newly created charitable and philanthropic organization called the New York Yankees Foundation. And in this instance, the monies will be donated to Sandlot Baseball. Whitey got his start there. But above all, come on out next Saturday and help honor Whitey Ford. Dale Long leads off in the eighth inning. Hal Renup to the windup and the pitch. In there, strike one. Renup's 20th appearance, has the record of one win, no losses. Boy, these senators really wear the Yankees out. Divided 14 games with them. Now the pitch. Swung on. There's a drive into deep center. Maris the back and makes the catch. Bob Johnson, single to left, foul to first and single to center. 3-3, eighth inning. Gene Green's dramatic two-out, three-run homer in the seventh inning, the opposite field, putting the Senators ahead, and the Yankees came back to tie. The pitch to Bob Johnson, swung on. He tried to check it, fouled at strike one. Bob Johnson's had two out of three while hitting .270 on the season. We haven't checked it, but I bet he's hitting more than that against New York. Renup's pitch, low and away, ball one, one and one. Delivery to the right-hand batter. Backed him up. It's inside. Ball two. Two and one. Chuck Cotter on deck. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on. There's a high fly ball to right. Johnny Blanchard moving under it and has it. Two down. Chuck Cotter coming up. Lined to first into a double play. Popped to first and fouled to third. Now the pitch. Swung on. There's a looping pop that Garin chases in foul ground and grass. Good running catch by Moose, an over-the-head catch. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And at the end of 7.5 innings, Washington 3 and New York 3.
Must be icily light.
The crisp refreshers, icily light.
With true lager flavor, precisely right.
The crisp refreshers, precisely right.
Lively golden, crystally clear.
The crisp refreshers, crisp refreshers,
Valentine's.
Valentine's.
With your first swallow and everyone to follow, today's Valentine delivers a sunny, mellow taste that really refreshes. Since people know quality when they taste it, over 5 million glasses of Valentine beer are enjoyed every day.
So clap your hands, tap your feet, snap your fingers, and that's the man for Valentine, the crisp, refreshing Valentine, Valentine beer.
Since 1840,
America's finest.
Station identification.
Good Sound Broadcasting for 1961. This is Quality Modern, WOKO, Albany, New York, your Yankee baseball station. The time, 3:30.
It's the last half, the eighth inning, the first game of the doubleheader at Yankee Stadium. Washington 3, New York 3. Yogi Berra leading off, batting in Mantle's number four spot. Berra flies to right, single to center, and flies to center. Benny Daniels comes into the pitch, swung on, and hit high in the air, popped up to first. Dale Long dancing under it and foul ground and makes the catch. One away. Now Johnny Blanchard. Single to center twice and walks. Daniels delivery. Outside. Ball one. And the pitch swung on. There's a drive to deep right field. That ball is going, going, going. Johnny Blanchard lines a home run into the right field stand. His 16th of the year and 37 runs batted in. And it's 4-3, New York. They deliver a lot of clutch home runs this year. Elston Howard, single to center, single to right, fly to center. Benny Daniels delivers. Swung on, line to the left center for a base hit. Dansby up for the ball. Howard holds it first with a single to left center. His third straight hit. Was hitting 353. That puts him up a little. That home run was the 202nd for the Yankees this year. They've had 11 hits, but just 4 runs. Senators, 8 hits and 3 runs. And out of the dugout comes Mickey Berman with Scarron coming up. And Berman, looks toward the center to bullpen, so we'll see whether or not he'll make the change. Drummond goes out and asks Mickey what he's going to do. Mickey's talking to Green and Daniels, and they're going to have a new pitcher. Benny Daniels, in 7 and the 3rd innings, allows 11 hits. He walked 3 and struck out 1. With 4 runs.
Kessler coming in. Sister in the eighth inning with one out. Comes in to relieve Benny Daniels. This will be Dave Sister's 38th appearance. A record of 2-7. Sister, right-hander, has good sharp breaking stuff. Cowan coming up, that's the opposite kind of pitcher you want. He has the two pitches that, and with enough power on them to cause the moose a lot of trouble. That fastball, it tails into him and sharp breaking stuff away from him. Give these Senators a lot of credit, and Mickey Vernon as well. They've done a tremendous job starting from scratch. And they have been overloaded with a lot of doubleheaders here lately. But rise to the occasion every time they meet New York, as is evident by their 7 wins. And the Yankees, 7 wins against them. They've split even in 14 games. The one important difference being there is no pressure on them so that they can just feel a little looser in there. But they're keyed up and excited and get just as much of a wallop out of knocking off a contender, if more so, you know, than anyone else. Bill Scowen popped to first, grounded it short into a double play, and struck out. As he comes up, he finds Elston Howard on first base with one out, one run in. New York leading 4-3, eighth inning, first game for doubleheader. Clayton Boyer on deck. Moose is a great first ball swinger if it's in that strike zone, if he thinks it is. Sister all set. And the pitch. It's high, ball one. One ball, no strike. Throw him a slow, high curve. The right-hander to the stretch, checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Swung on, bounced foul down the third baseline. One and one. Grounded him with that pitch. One ball, one strike. Elston Howard on first base, one away. Now the delivery. It's low, ball two, June 1. Just through to the stretch, Howard with a short lead. And the pitch, swung on, hit into left field. Keogh out there grabs it. And Howard, playing at halfway, retreats to first. Scowen lines out Keogh in left. Now coming up is Fleet Boyer, grounded to short. Was robbed of a double on a great play by Billy Clouse, but Clouse couldn't handle the ball, and so Boyer got credit for a single. Boyer drew a walk on the seventh. Pitcher is due up next. Two away in the eighth inning. And the delivery is Lowell gets away from Green. Down to second goes Howard. Green couldn't find the ball at first. basket you wear is like a horse wearing halters. And your vision is restricted immediately. The ball is just on the ground behind you.
King batting 284.
to 3 New York, ninth inning. Give him a lot of room at left center. Run a snake pitch. Swung on, bounce foul down the first baseline. Strike two, one and two. Inside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And the 2-2 pitch swung on, a broken bat bounder to Richardson. He's up with it, throws to Scarron in time, one away. Hit him on the fist with a slider. Marty Keogh flied to right, drew a walk, and singled to right twice. Billy Klaus on deck. Reynolds' delivery of the left-hand batter is in there. Strike one. Nothing in one. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Nothing in two. New York five, Washington three, ninth inning. And the two-strike delivery. Outside, one and two. Here's the pitch. Swung on, the ground ball hits towards second. Richardson up with it, throws to Scarron, and two away. Now coming up is Billy Klaus, backed up by Gene Woodling, who in turn is backed up by Gene Green, so you have the picture. Klaus pops to second, grounded to second, walk, single to right. To the windup and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Nothing in one. The next delivery. Low and inside. Ball one. One and one. Gene's looking over to the Yankee dugout. As Klaus gets on, I'm going for two.
Yeah, that's two fingers.
He will, too. Now the pitch. Outside, ball two, two and one. Two balls, one strike. The windup and the next pitch. It's low and inside, ball three, three and one. Pitch on the way. It's in there. Strike two. Full count. And the 3-2 pitch. Swung on to high pop. Kubek and Richardson. Kubek is under it. He's got it, and the ball game is over. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on, and the Yankees win the first game 5-3. As the fellow says, to use the old cliche, got news for you. Those Senators battling just as hard as the Tigers did. As we check the totals for the first game of the doubleheader, it shows the Yankees 5 runs, 12 hits, no errors, 7 men left on. Washington, 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, and 8 men left on base. The winning pitcher is Hal Renup, a record of 2-0. He won his first game against Minnesota on August 6th in relief. It's his 23rd appearance. Roland Sheldon in 7 innings allowed 8 hits and 3 runs. With 1 out in the 7th, he had a shutout going. He gave up 2 singles, and then with 2 outs, Green hit a 3-run homer that put the Senators ahead. Prior to that, the Yankees had gotten a run in the 4th off Benny Daniels, who had beaten them twice this year without a loss, when Barra and Blanchard singled, and Howard singled to score Barra. The second run in the 5th inning, Boyer singled, was forced to second by... was forced to second by by Sheldon the second. And held second as Richardson got an infield hit. Moved to third on an infield out and scored on an overthrow. President Truman's leaving and getting a hand as the Senators tried to execute a double play. The throw back to first was wild, and Boyer scored the second run. In the 7th inning, Boyer walked, was sacrificed by Sheldon, and scored on Kubek's single. Then came that that tied it up at 3-3 for on the top of the 7th. Green hit the 3-run homer. Then in the 8th, Johnny Blanchard rocked a home run to put the Yankees ahead 4-3. And of his 16 homers this season, many of them have been clutch home runs.
Well, that wraps up the first game of the doubleheader, but we'll be back with the second game in 20 to 25 minutes. We'll keep the stations informed. And we'll be back with you with the second game, the Yankees having won the first 5-3. So